We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Olivia Reblon. It's Monday, December 8th, 2025. For a little recap of the weekend, on December 6th, the 8th Circular Fashion Expo showcase, titled Feast of Fools, drummed up a crowd of students and locals to the campus area. Beginning the event at the University YMCA, vending coordinator and senior in LAS College, Chloe Totman, organized 21 different booths for the event. The vending event showcased local vendors and student thrift pop-ups such as Little Rats, Crown of Light, See No Evil, and many others. The real kicker of the day was the runway at the Illini Union Ballroom, showcasing models from student-run organizations such as Dressember, Blinked, The Fashion Network, and Catwalk. WPGU News correspondent Kelly Sliwa spoke with Roger Holbin, a junior in FAA who curated his own portfolio for the runway this year.
My models were incredible. They walked so well and remembered everything they needed to, and it just felt good. It felt like it resonated with the room.
Alyssa Nixon, runway coordinator for Dressember, shared her gratitude for the event with Sliwa after the show.
What I love most is that it wasn't just a runway, it had purpose. And that's the heart of Dressember, using creativity to spark conversations about freedom and ethical fashion. And my hope is that people walk away inspired to think differently about the impact that their choices can make.
A special performance was curated by design competition winner Cheryl Malik for models Sam Crutcher and Ellie Crutchellis. Sliwa sat down with Crutcher after the show, where they shared how their vision and hard work came to fruition through meaningful collaboration.
I was the former lead organizer of the Circular Fashion Expo, and now that I'm not doing that anymore, I knew I wanted to walk, and when I was thinking of who I wanted to walk for, I thought of Cheryl instantly, because she's just so talented, and she has such a vision, and she'd never done a look for men before.
Lastly, CFE's runway director, Jolene Blodgett, sat down with Sliwa after the show to share her pride seeing the event truly come to life.
I've always loved what CFE does because everything you've ever wanted already exists. We don't need to create a runway from buying new clothes. We can source things from your closet, your friends' closets, places like the Idea Store, other resale stores, or literally trash from your trash can.
The weekend's art scene didn't stop there. The Savoy 16 Plus IMAX Theater hosted a screening of Mike Cheslick's Hundreds of Beavers this weekend, the film's first ever appearance in Champaign-Urbana. A low-budget, wordless, black-and-white slapstick comedy inspired by Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, and old Warner Bros. Cartoons, it was made for just $150,000 and self-distributed by filmmakers via roadshow. This marks the second year the filmmakers have done a Christmas roadshow event, complete with giveaways and a new intro recorded by the Beavers themselves. Shot across brutal Midwestern winters, the film somehow manages to look both scrappy and meticulously crafted. The premise alone, a hapless frontier man waging war against an army of beavers played entirely by humans in goofy mascot suits, is enough to make you wonder what you've gotten yourself into. Rylan Brixen Cole Tews commits to every pratfall like his life depends on it, and the physical comedy is so relentless it feels athletic. And of course, the beavers are a riot. The movie leans so hard into a silent-era comedy and Looney Tunes logic, it becomes an effective display of beaver-based absurdity. Since its initial release in 2024, the film has become a genuine phenomenon, inspiring a dedicated cult following that, yes, often show up to showings wearing beaver suits. Finally, moving off campus to local news, the Champaign County Regional Planning Committee has opened its first seasonal overflow shelter for families with children under the age of 18. The shelter will hold around 8 households, with a limit of 24 people chosen on a first-come, first-served basis each night, and will run until April 3rd. Families must first be screened at 307 South Neal Street and can then check into the shelter a half a mile away. Screening opens at 7 p.m. and closes at 7:30 p.m. All admitted families must arrive at the shelter by 8 p.m. and leave by 7:30 a.m. the following day. For families to be approved by the shelter, the head of household must be the parent or legal guardian of those under 18, all members must be Champaign County residents, and they may only bring what is required for the night. For more information on the shelter and additional services, please visit ccrpc.org. And for more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kelly Sliwa, Grace Avila, and Gavin Westlake. From WPGU News, this has been Olivia Reblon.